McDonald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Well, good evening and welcome for the first time this basketball season inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this non-conference girls basketball game. We're seeing right now the conclusion of the JV game, McDonald trailing 58-23 to the Onalaska Hilltoppers, and Onalaska is the opponent for the title card matchup tonight here as well. Caleb Swenson, along with our video producer on-site Gavin Bovey, Mark Maloney, state championship-winning football head coach Mark Maloney, will be joining me shortly here on the broadcast as we get ready for this non-conference game. Back at our WOGO studios in Halley, Tony Stevenson along with Dawson Halverson. Looking forward to this one. McDonald 0-2 on the season. Onalaska 2-0. Onalaska, of course, trying to stay perfect. McDonald trying to avoid an 0-3 start going into the Thanksgiving break. The Lady Macs have certainly tested themselves when it comes to their non-conference opponents so far. They fell on the road to a very, very good Neillsville squad, 55-34. That ended up being the 500th victory in the career, the illustrious career of head coach John Guyer. Then the last game, we had it for you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream, a nail-biter, 63-61. They fell on the road at Prescott. This is the first away game for Onalaska as they've taken two in a row on their home floor, 47-39 against Onalaska Luther, and then a team that we know well here, Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals basketball, journeyed down on Friday night to Onalaska and fell 64-30 to the Hilltoppers. Coach Tom Cowley, fourth season at the helm of Onalaska. These two teams met last year. We'll dive into that matchup a little bit more later on, but McDonald fell in that one 47-42, that one on the road, and looking to avenge things here tonight and try to get a victory of their own, and again looking for their first victory this season as Onalaska trying to move to 3-0. McDonald still has not had a win or loss in the Western Clover Belt, all non-conference so far. Same story in the Mississippi Valley for Onalaska. They're 2-0, but 0-0 in the MVC. Last year, 14-12 for Onalaska, 7-5, good enough for fourth in the Mississippi Valley Conference. McDonald, of course, a three-way tie with Regis and Fall Creek in the Western Clover Belt Conference, 10-2 in conference play, 18-9 on the season, and the Lady Macs went almost to state, falling to Durand, Arkansas in that game we had for you here on WOGO Sports in a sectional final from Altoona. You can catch all of those broadcasts on the WOGO Sports live video stream. We have them archived for you on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, so make sure and check that out. And again, if you're watching right now or listening, make a mental note and hit subscribe on that WOGO Sports video stream so you never miss one of our Chi High or McDonald game broadcasts. We'll continue to break down how these two met last year, that 47-42 setback for McDonald, and see how McDonald might be able to pick things up a notch this year. Looking forward to that. Final score in the JV game, McDonald falls to Onalaska, and again, pretty close in most of that contest, but it ended up being about a 25-point win for Onalaska, and I apologize. I was going to give you the final score, and then I looked up, and it's not there anymore, and I didn't write it down. But looking forward to the varsity broadcast coming up shortly as well. We'll take a two-minute break and be back after this on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window?
Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson and Gavin Bovey on site. Mark Maloney will be joining us soon here on the WOGO Sports video stream. You can find us on YouTube, WOGO Radio, on Facebook, on the radio dials at 103.1 FM, AM 680. Also live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Last time these two teams met, it was on December 13th of 2024 on Alaska, winning that one 47-42. And in that game, it was a game where McDonald probably would say, hey, we left some meat on the bone, so to speak. They had 11 assists on 17 field goals. Again, just 17 made field goals on the night for McDonald. They were 17 of 47 from the field. Now, on Alaska, wasn't a lot better. 13 of 45, again, 47-42, kind of a defensive struggle. Onalaska did hit 7 threes in the game. McDonald hit 5, but the Lady Max were 5 of 20 from long range, just 25% from downtown. 3 of their 5 were from Emily Hartman, who scored 12 points in that game. Onalaska was 7 of 24 from 3. The big difference in looking back statistically at that game was from the free throw line. McDonald only had 7 attempts from the charity stripe. Onalaska had 18. McDonald was 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Onalaska 14 of 18. So an 11-point difference right there in what ended up being a 5-point loss for McDonald. So certainly teams that are able to win that free throw battle, be able to get to the line, get those attempts, and then hope the percentages live out and hold true. That'll make a big difference, especially as we'll hear from Coach Sally Williams in some of these November basketball games, where you kind of think that things might be a little messy, a little sloppy at times, and you got to be able to fight through some of those early season miscues that are going to come, just kind of the growing pains of being still a fairly young team. Again, McDonald has two seniors on the roster, and Chloe Flanagan, Lauren Buescher, all the rest juniors, and a fairly young starting lineup for Onalaska here tonight as well, too, without a single senior in that starting lineup. Last time these two teams tangled, Claire Ruff led the way for McDonald with 15 points, 12 from Emily Hartman. As I mentioned, she was 3 of 4 from 3. They got 7 points from Ann Siegenthaler and 4 from Aaron Siegenthaler in that game as well. We're going to hear from both head coaches as we'll step out for another 2-minute break here on WOGO Sports. McDonald and Onalaska, good to have you with us on WOGO. We're back in 2.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball, WOGO Radio, and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. The Onalaska Hilltoppers from the Mississippi Valley Conference, non-conference opponent for your McDonald Lady Max. 2-0 Onalaska, 0-2 McDonald here with head coach Tom Cowley. And coach, you saw this McDonald team last year. Very similar squad to what you're going to see this year. You guys returned a lot last year as well, too. I think maybe early on in the season you wouldn't have called that game a pretty game, but you guys came out on top and you battled.
Yeah, we did. Luckily, they hit a long cold stretch where they couldn't buy a basket, and that's when we caught fire. So we were very fortunate.
Two wins to start the season, couple home wins, first road trip here. What are you looking for from the girls to build on what they've done in those first two contests?
Starting with consistency, both offensively and defensively, and then, trying not to make, one mistake compound into two.
What do you see when Onalaska basketball is clicking? What does it look like?
Oh, it's actually kind of neat. It's real fluent. You can definitely see the teammanship, I guess you could call it, out on the floor, and it's really nice to see.
And finally, coach, this McDonald team, what do you see in them that's difficult to deal with?
They play hard from start to finish, full length of the floor. They love to shoot it from the outside, and they're going to mix up their defense just like we will. And they can really bring a lot of pressure and go deep on their bench.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good to see you guys back in this neck of the woods and looking forward to a great season for McDonald and Onalaska. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Tom Cowley back after this with Coach Sally Williams of McDonald. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anthony. Counted, and a foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Sakura, look out, down the lane. Slams it home with two hands. Jordan Sakura, emphatic, and the seniors say, we're not going home tonight.
Advertise. advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Non-conference action. First home game for the Lady Max as they take on the Onalaska Hilltoppers here with head coach Sally Williams. Coach, first game to second game, where did you see the most improvement? Definitely a lot of energy in that game at Prescott.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are starting to gel a little bit more, getting our legs under us, finding a better rhythm, I would say. Just got us going. We were able to kind of respond a little bit better to kind of those lulls in the game or where we got down than being able to respond and come back, definitely.
When you talk about those lulls, last time you played on Alaska, they got you by five. And talking with Coach Callie, he mentioned, well, probably why they got the win is because you guys hit a cold stretch offensively. How do you expect the girls to respond, especially, you know, say the strong junior class moving from sophomore to junior year to say, hey, sometimes, you know, we got to create some offense if it's not coming easily?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about that, how right now, early in the season, we're still trying to find our shot, trying to find our legs with our shot, especially late in the game. And so if it's not going, we got to find a different way to create our shots and use each other better. And so hopefully just coming together and finding some of those attacks or holes that we might need to find tonight.
Are you liking what you're seeing from the defense, especially in that second game? I know I saw Coach Hamilton in Quick Trip afterward, and he said, I'm glad we don't have to play McDonald again.
Yeah, I mean, we are a defensive-minded team. I mean, that definitely creates our energy. It creates our offense and just gets us into that flow. And so our defense, we stepped it up a little bit and just trying to mix in some things and just finding that right personnel in each defense too. So.
And finally, Coach, obviously you test yourselves in non-conference, but 0-2, I'm sure the girls are saying, hey, we don't want to go into a holiday break at 0-3. And so even though this is a non-conference game, probably one just important psyche-wise to say, hey, let's see that first W.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and just being on our home court and hopefully just finding a way to grit it out. I mean, it's still early, and these early games are who turns it over less and who can make more baskets. And so hopefully that's us tonight.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about that first W.
All right, thank you.
Coach Williams here on the Lady Max pregame show on WOGO Sports. Back after this as we get closer to tip-off on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports. Non-conference action between McDonnell and Onalaska as we welcome you into our broadcast table, our vantage point here above Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonnell Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, along with his state championship winning coach Mark Maloney and recently retired football coach, but thankfully you're still willing to give some time here on these broadcasts, and it's great to see you and do our first game together this year.
Yes, I mean, this is exactly... You know, I love doing this, Caleb. It's fun working with you on these, and we've been together a long time
we
doing
have.
This. And, I'm going to keep doing this. You know, we got things going on, but, you know, the winter months, I'm going to kind of, hey, let's get into a nice warm gym.
Yes, exactly. With all the rain that's outside, I was saying very glad that as much as I love softball and baseball, don't necessarily want to deal with November rain in an outdoor sport. So thankful for a warm gym.
Yes.
Let's bring it to our Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald, of course, 0-2 on Alaska, 2-0. Lady Max played a lot better game against Prescott, but still fell a couple points short. So what do you think they need to do to try to get that win number one here this season?
Well, again, I think, you know, getting their groove together here, working as a team, you know, all these girls are coming off of a great volleyball season. So now they got to get their basketball groove going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, stay together, work together as a team. And, again, always early on, it's always limiting the turnovers.
Again, Coach Williams alluded to that as well, too, saying, hey, got to make more baskets and turn the ball over less. And might be simple keys to the game, but those are definitely keys when it comes to November basketball and,
yes,
and winning basketball.
Yes.
Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Just about time for game action. Got Kurt Galvez on the PA. Great to have a first home game here for McDonald Lady Max basketball. Thank you to Dawson Halverson and Tony Stevenson back in the WOGO studios in Halley, and Gavin Bovey, our on-site camera operator and video producer. We'll step out and be back in 90 seconds. Your tip-off coming up on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Only the best. That's what you. Three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Starting lineup now for the Onalaska Hilltoppers. They will start at guard Kayla Kettlehut, their leading returning scorer, 5'9" sophomore, 10 points per game last year as a freshman, number one. Number two, Finley Walters, best three-point shooter returning, hit 41 threes last year, 5'7" junior. Olivia Pacell, a junior, number three. Lauren Pika, 5'7" junior, number 11, 6 points per game. And Natalie Marceau, leading rebounder from last year, over eight rebounds per game, 4.6 points. Marceau, a 5'10" junior. Number 15, Tom Calley, fourth year as head coach of the Onalaska Hilltoppers. Now, your McDonald Central Lady Max, under the direction of Coach Sally Williams, her second season. 5'7" Junior Aaron Siegenthaler, 6.2 points per game, number one. Those stats, of course, from last year. Chloe Flanagan, 5'4" senior, averaged 2 points per game last year, had 7 last week against Prescott, number 4. And Siegenthaler, number 5, a 5'8" junior, averaging 10.3 points per game last year. Claire Ruff, leading returning scorer, first team all-conference player last year, 5'7" junior, averaged 15.8 points per game last season, and rounding out the starting five for Coach Williams, Emily Hartman, 5'7" junior, averaged 5.6 points per game last year. And we are ready to rock and roll with some McDonald basketball for the first time. You're on their home floor, boys or girls. Check out WOGO.com. We'll have a very busy slate of games coming up in the days and weeks to come.
Kind of a little, not as big of a crowd tonight. I think the boys are scrimmaging over Menominee tonight.
Of course, on Alaska, bit of a haul and some yes. some wintry weather expected as well, too, a little bit later on tonight. On Alaska in their violet jerseys, dark purple jerseys with the white numerals, white lettering, white on the shorts and tanks and some gray accents. McDonald resplendent to their new home uniforms, white tops, white bottoms. The blue stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts, blue numerals, blue lettering. And Siegenthaler trying to win the opening tap, and she will to twin sister Erin. And we are underway as McDonald moving left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. And great to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Erin Siegenthaler feeds to Ann Siegenthaler. Just inside the foul line, drives hard at the hoop. That's one in for two. Good work early on from the McDonald junior. Push ahead on the other side, Pacell. And no seniors in the starting lineup for Onalaska. Three launch from the left corner by Finley Walter. She hit 41 of those last year. McDonald in transition quickly goes ahead for nothing. And Siegenthaler with 4 quick points. Trying to speed things up. Chloe Flanagan got a hand on a pass that's loose in the arms of Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler leading the break. Down the lane with a left hand. She has all 6 of McDonald's points.
Very tough defense here.
Push your head left side. Into the paint. Knocked away by Claire Ruff. Entry feed was there, but Claire
scrapping.
Too quick, yes.
They are scrapping.
Coach Sally Williams. That's her team always playing some aggressive defense. Up top, Finley Walters, 5'7 junior. Again, hit 41 threes last year. Just a sophomore. Kettle Hutt, who has some good height there. Listed at 5'9 last year, may have grown a little bit. Kettle Hutt, the left block, tough shot. And Siegenthaler got a piece of that, blocked it out of bounds. Last touched by Onalaska. Going back to McDonald.
And doing a very nice job. Onalaska's going to put a little pressure on him, too.
90 seconds gone by. McDonald leading 6-0. Good start for the Lady Mavs. Claire Ruff, first-team all-conference player last year across the timeline. And Siegenthaler. Erin up top. No pass there for Ann yet. Flanagan drops it down to Claire Ruff. Ruff in the paint. Long three off the way. Karam's off the glass. Out of bounds to Onalaska. The Hilltoppers will regain possession. Hey, bring the family to breakfast with Santa at McDonald High School right here in Chippewa Falls. Saturday, December 6th, 8 to 11 a.m. Enjoy pancakes, photos with Santa, and Christmas cheer. Breakfast with Santa coming up Saturday, December 6th, right here at McDonald High School. Three on the way to try to cut the deficit in half. Just nicks off the front of the rim and out of bounds for the Hilltoppers. Riley Christensen will jump into the game. Chloe Flanagan will take a seat. Flanagan had a really nice first half, had 7 points to lead the team at Prescott last week. That's the Hilltopper pressure.
One of the few seniors out there.
Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. She's doubled. Back across the floor. Here in Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff attacks from the paint. Splits 2 defenders high off the glass and scores.
A bit of English on that off the glass.
8-0. McDonald. A strong start. Kylie Christensen trying to get in the way of a pass. Poked away far side. Claire Ruff scrabbling for it. She's got a two-on-one. Claire, beautiful Euro step. High off the glass. And one. 10-0 McDonald and Claire Ruff looking for three the old-fashioned way. And a timeout taken by Onalaska. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Well, we started off with the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And so far, Mark Maloney making baskets and not turning the ball over and creating some turnovers. It's been a formula for success very early on in this one for the Lady Max.
Yes, just some great shooting there, too. And most of them have all been layups off the glass. I think every one of them has been layups. So, the girls are doing a great job taking care of the basketball, getting it down the floor, and then playing some really good aggressive defense.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Claire Ruff at the foul line, too long on the free throw. It stays 10-0 McDonald. Long lead feed ahead left side, Olivia Pacell. Back up top, that's Finley Walters. Walters working off a screen. Drops it off right side for Kettle Hutt, their leading returning scorer. Again, she was just a freshman last year and scored 10 points per game. Jump stop in the lane, high off the glass, and a nice finish for Onalaska. I believe that was Lauren Pika, number 11, with her first basket. 10-2 our score. Right side, Aaron Siegenthaler. Probing along the baseline, created a little space. Wraps a bounce pass, rather pass in the air to a rolling three-point shot from Bremnes, who came in. Kelsey Bremnes, the 5'8 junior, number 3. Stays 10-2 of the Lady Max. Drive along the baseline. Kick to the baseline. Hard drive to the hoop. Counted in a basket for Kayla Kettlehutz. Coming out of the timeout. Nice little run for the Onalaska Hilltoppers.
That foul went on Lauren Buescher, who was in the game also.
Lauren, one of the two seniors, along with Chloe Flanagan. First free throw. It's N1, rims out. Offensive rebound, though, for Onalaska. Kick out, good closeout prevents the three by Walters. Pacell. Hands off to Pika. A work around the perimeter right side. Deep three. That one well off the mark. Buescher knocks into the arms of Riley Christensen. Riley spinning away and fouled along the baseline.
And number 32, Avery Cowley.
Cowley, the sophomore, part of the 10,000 shot club with Onalaska. 10-4 McDonald, leading by two solid possessions. Pass gets away. Lauren Buescher not able to retrieve it in time in front of the Onalaska bench. Kettle Hutt, Euros down the lane, off the glass. No. Rebound pulled down by Bremnes. Hands off to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across the logo right side. Ann Siegenthaler, who had the first 6 points of the game. And up top, she'll launch a three straight on, off the front of the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by Avery Cowley, the sophomore. Onalaska battling back a little bit here. Running shot in the lane, no. And Ann Siegenthaler with a head of steam down the far side of the floor to Riley Christensen. Christensen back to Ann. Oh. Beautiful passing. And it's 12-4.
That was a very good pass. Nice read by Riley.
Riley did a great job there and made it 12-4, the Lady Max. Kettle Hutt up top. Goes right side. Front of the McDonald bench. Almost 5 minutes gone by. Bump up top. Ball loose for a moment. Back to the Hilltoppers. Kettle Hutt kicks it out. Floating down into the left corner. Three on the way. Left wing. Good. Olivia Pacelle. First three of the game for Onalaska makes it 12-7, as close as they've been. Pass floated up top, reaching high to grab it. Right side, and Siegenthaler finds Kelsey Bremenis high on the left. Chloe Flanagan up top between the wheels. Flanagan far side. Work around to Chloe Flanagan, the right wing, working off a screen from Ann Siegenthaler with that left-handed bounce. Into the left wing. Riley Christensen bumped. Chloe Flanagan on the right. Remnus has her shot blocked. Retrieves in the backcourt off the tip. Kelsey up top for Chloe Flanagan. Right wing feed. Riley Christensen bodying down in the paint. Kick out, left-handed three. Chloe Flanagan a little bit too strong. Long rebound out to Onalaska with a head of steam. Kettlehow has a one-on-one against Siegenthaler. Goes hard to the rim. Can't score, but a foul. That'll be the second on McDonald. Team fouls even at two apiece. And Kettlehow will go to the line trying to cut this two-possession deficit maybe down to one.
Yeah, McDonald's got three girls coming in a second.
Coach Williams always substitutes very freely. Almost like rotating a D-line or shifts in hockey. Keeps everybody fresh as Kettlehut hits the first free throw. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. That's Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Four-point game. Kettlehut second free throw. Rims out. Good rebound by Ann Siegenthaler. Claire Ruff, far side of the floor. Claire to Aaron Siegenthaler, probing down to the paint. No one picked her up. She attacks the rim, comes up a little bit short. A whistle and a foul. I think Jasmine Gerber may get called for that one.
Yeah.
Jasmine, the 6-foot junior, number 43, seeing her first action tonight. McDonald employing some full court pressure, as they are wont to do. Kettlehut trapped. Emily Hartman throws it all the way across the floor near the scorer's table. Left-handed heave into the corner. Open look at a three. Far side. Won't bounce down. Gerber goes high for the rebound with two hands. Floats it out to Emily Hartman, who's got tripped up. I think just a misstep there by Emily. And back to Onalaska. Fight for the rebound along the baseline. Out of bounds. Staying with the Hilltoppers, as they will inbound with 11:01 to play here in the first half. Onalaska trailing 12-8.
Oh.
And throwing a pass right into the bench. Coach Williams, the nearest possible recipient for that one. Lady Max force another turnover.
Nobody touched it, so they'll take it out where it was thrown in.
Onalaska employing some full court pressure themselves, looking for a trap near midcourt. Siegenthaler, pass tipped into the arms of Claire Ruff. Ruff across the timeline safely. Claire up top. Over to the left corner, Emily Hartman. She was 3 of 4 from downtown against Onalaska last year. Three on the way from Siegenthaler. No, going high for the rebound. And Siegenthaler floats it back out to Claire Ruff. Ruff some nifty footwork at the right elbow. Back out to Aaron Siegenthaler between the wheels. Aaron leaves left side for Hartman. Hartman poked away. Claire Ruff has it. Pulls up. Left elbow jumper. No. Scrabble for the rebound. Kettlehut comes away with it. Kettlehut lost it along the baseline. Out of bounds. Staying with Onalaska.
Good hustle there. Could have got away with a little bit of a reach there. But.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass. Four-point game after McDonald took an early 10-0 lead. Kettlehut against Siegenthaler, number one against number one. Kick out right wing. Attacking hard in the paint with the left hand. Rolling one in. Nice shot from Mara Klein. She's a 5'9" junior, down to a one possession game. Jumper just outside the paint. Rattling it in. 14-10. Ella Sexton, I believe that's her first basket of the season. I'll have to double check that. Driving hard to the rim and answering Emily Walters. Finley Walters, excuse me. And it's 14-12. Well, the game getting a little bit tighter as we might have expected going in. These two teams battled the entire way down at Onalaska last year. Final fell 47-42. Hartman left side for Claire Ruff. Shot fake, then shoots side of the rim. No. Rebound right back to Sexton, and she'll go up and score again.
She knows what to do with the basketball.
16-12. Couple quick buckets for the 6-foot junior, Ella Sexton. Pass floated into the corner. Valiant attempt to save it, but to no avail by Kettlehut. They're rough. Lace up the pink sneaker. McDonald will substitute as Ann Siegenthaler will get a break. Ruff inbounds. Their team up 16-12. Under 9 minutes to go in the first half. Past that halfway point, Aaron Siegenthaler shoots to the left corner. Emily Hartman, no hesitation on a three. That one too long. Claire Ruff battles down the rebound opposite side. Chloe Flanagan up top. Back to Emily Hartman. Shoots the left side for Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for Hartman. Under 8.5 minutes to go first half. Chloe Flanagan, show and go into the lane. Bumps, kick out. Claire Ruff splashes a three. 19-12. Smooth shot from Claire Ruff. She has seven.
Let's kind of open that lead back up.
Led by as many as 10. Now the lead is seven. Jumper off the mark from the left elbow. Offensive rebound put back for Natalie Marceau. She had over 100 offensive rebounds last year. And shows why. She battles it back up and is fouled. That's the 14th foul on McDonald. Just two whistles against Onalaska so far. First free throw for Marceau is good. 19-13. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. First point for Natalie Marceau, the junior. Second free throw rims out, so we stay at a two-possession game, 19-13. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes. Flanagan leaves the left side for Riley Christensen. Riley driving left baseline, pulls it back at the left block extended. Working back out, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Kelsey Bremnes right wing. On top, Chloe Flanagan, the senior. And off to Riley Christensen. Left wing feed. Aaron Siegenthaler. Post entry down to Bremnes, lost. Attempt at a save by Ann Siegenthaler. It stays out of bounds.
And good hustle.
Onalaska will inbound off the McDonald turnover. Substitution coming in, Avery Cowley, the sophomore. Back into the game.
McDonald back to their full court press here.
Football-esque feed to half court. Then Pacell left wing. The team trailing by six. Pacell has a good look at a three from the left corner pocket. That one rims in and out. Kelsey Bremnes fighting for the rebound. Pulls it down. Chloe Flanagan wants to run. Chloe across that bulldog at midcourt. Nice feed to Aaron Siegenthaler just inside the left block. Aaron trying to slide a bounce pass to her sister Ann, and it's kicked.
Ball.
Good idea there. 19-13, 7:08 to play. In the opening half, home opener for McDonald. Two of the blocks, two in the corners. We're on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Pass gets away from Riley Christensen. Coming the other way is Cowley. Cowley attacks into the body of Christensen and scores. Avery Cowley, the sophomore, 5'10", used that height very effectively. Two possession game, 19-15. Aaron Siegenthaler, couple dribbles, probing across the timeline, breaks some pressure, drops down for Ann Siegenthaler at the right block. Ann attacking into the paint, runs one up and in. 21-15, quite the first half for Ann Siegenthaler. She's the first Lady Max player in double digits. That's 10 of their 21. Kettlehut far side across the timeline. Throws it right to Siegenthaler, rather to Bremnes, excuse me. And Siegenthaler had it poked away from behind, saved along the baseline by Onalaska. A little push, nope. They slow it down a bit with Pacell.
This is an unusually fast-paced game, actually.
Kettlehut to Pacell. Shot fake. Kettlehut right wing. Driving down the left side of the lane, bumped by Riley Christensen and a foul. That's the fifth on McDonald. With 6:02 remaining. Coach Calley, if you missed our pregame show, mentioned that playing teams like Aquinas, as Kettle hits the first free throw, they've kind of been forced to adopt some of that pressure defense, even though that's not necessarily their MO in his coaching years. But said, hey, we learned to try to speed other teams up a little bit. As Kettle Hutt hits both free throws to make it a 21-17 game. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank 21-17. McDonald scored the first 10 of the game on Alaska. Back within four. Claire Ruff. Bounce to Chloe Flanagan across the timeline. Chloe ahead of steam, drops it down along the baseline. Remnus couldn't hang on to it. Thrown back along the baseline by Onalaska. Now a steal by Riley Christensen. Falling to the floor, dips it out. Claire Ruff ends up with it in a reach-in and a foul by Emily Walters. A lot of athleticism just in those saves.
Yeah, I mean, that was a scrum going on there. Everybody touched the ball, I think, at least once.
5:44 remaining in the first half. 21-17, McDonald up four, looking for more. Chloe Flanagan to inbound. Throws it into the backcourt. Claire Ruff will take it there. Ruff to Flanagan, left of the circle. Back to Claire. She's hit 1-3 already. Lone three-point make for McDonald. Each team has hit 1-3 so far. Ruff up top. Swings to Emily Hartman. Hartman trying to attack along the baseline. She's bumped and fouled by Natalie Marceau. And that will be the fourth team foul, I do believe, for
yes, it is.
On Alaska, things evening up a little bit more. Inbounds awaiting here. Flanagan finds Christensen just left of the elbow. Out to Claire Ruff. Ruff behind her back at the foul line. Dumps it down to Bremnes. Bremnes' pass poked out to Riley Christensen. Across the floor to Hartman. Hartman attacking along the left baseline. Out to Riley Christensen. Straight on for three. Bucket for Riley.
Nice shot. Nice ball movement.
She's got the range. 24-17. McDonald back up seven. Riley Christensen, her first bucket. Under five to go in the half. Sell for Lauren Pika. Pika into the left corner. Pally has a good look at a three. That one too strong. Offensive rebound. Going up strong and earning the foul on the trip to the line is Natalie Marceau. She's a force on the boards. And Marceau will go to the line. She has 1 point so far. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. First free throw, a kindly rim. Bounces in for Marceau. Makes it 24-18.
They're shooting some good free throws.
That was the big difference. Again, the last time these two teams tangled, 14 of 18 from the line on Alaska. McDonald just 7 attempts, and they were 3 of 7. Of course, an 11-point difference and a 5-point loss for McDonald, wishing they had some more attempts from the foul line. Is on Alaska making good on that trip. Marceau 2 for 2. 5-point lead for the Lady Macs. 24-19. Chloe Flanagan trapped.
Timeout.
And a timeout taken by McDonald. We'll step out and be back in half a minute. Nope, 60 seconds. Yep. Back in one full minute here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Anne Fowler, counted, and the foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bossy takes the rebound away from Perone, who joins
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Out of the timeout, Lady Max hold a 5-point lead, 24-19. Instead of visiting Division II on Alaska Hilltoppers, McDonald, of course, D4. Flanagan. Right side, Claire Ruff. Ruff working off a slip screen from Chloe. Feeds it left-handed to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann has 10 points to lead the way for McDonald. Lauren Buescher. Buescher bumped, and a blocking foul will be the fifth against the Hilltoppers. McDonald has committed six, so bonus the rest of the way here in the first half for Onalaska. McDonald still trying to force one more miscue.
The second foul on Marshall.
And that, of course, is significant the way she's been rebounding the ball, especially in the offensive glass. Siegenthaler inbound, finds Claire Ruff. Ruff show and go, attacking into the lane, stripped on the way to the hoop. Back out to McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Senior leaves for junior Ann Siegenthaler, left wing. Back to Aaron Siegenthaler, right side. Claire Ruff. Ruff shoots Ann Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan out to Aaron in front of the McDonald bench, rather in front of the Onalaska bench. Siegenthaler to Ann Siegenthaler. Her jumper from 18 feet, no. Offensive rebound attempt. Aaron Siegenthaler getting tied up. And possession will go to Onalaska. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Hilltoppers across the timeline with Walters. Lauren Pika into the left corner. Kettlehut has a good look at a three. That one just rims out. Rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler. Her pass tipped. Otherwise, she had Ann Siegenthaler running wide open ahead of the pack. But a double dribble called near midcourt. As you've mentioned before, and as an official yourself, that's the toughest call to make.
It is. And I think that double dribble that she committed was dribbling with two hands. She didn't catch it and dribble again. She was dribbling with both hands.
Maybe that one's a little bit easier to see.
I didn't see the stop and go. I just think, she hit both hands on it.
Just over 3 minutes to go here in the first half. 24-19 McDonald. After jumping out to a 10-point lead, they lead by five now. Aaron Siegenthaler puts it on the floor with the right hand. Aaron crosses over. Leaves to Riley Christensen on the left wing. Riley's hit a three tonight. Flanagan, Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler, 4-3, that one too long. Rebound pulled down by Onalaska. They're going to push the other way. Cassell, back up top for Lauren Pika. Far side of the floor, Walters. Open look at a three for Kettlehut. That one rims in and out. Good looks, Cali offensive rebound, she's fouled. Shooting foul either way as it's the seventh on McDonald with 2:18 to play, and Cali will go to the line shooting a pair. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Perfect on the first free throw for Cowley. She has 3 points, a 5'10 sophomore.
They've got 7 points on free throws so far. McDonald has 0 points on free throws. I don't know if they shot any free throws yet.
Just the one, I believe, on the end one. Second free throw missed. Jasmine Gerber the rebound. Long lead feed ahead to Riley Christensen. She goes high off the glass and scores. Good look ahead. And Riley a quick bucket. She has five.
Oh, good push there.
26-20 McDonald. Final 2 minutes and change here the first half. Across the timeline with Pika. Bounce ahead to Cassell. Cassell wheeling along that left baseline. Dropping into the post. Stolen by the long arm of the law, otherwise called Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler pushes ahead to Gerber. Gerber, good catch. Sets, goes high off the glass.
Oh,
and
got
in.
It.
That one off the very top of the backboard. 28-20. Jasmine Gerber, her first bucket. Lady Max have a chance to get back to that 10-point lead they had very early on in the game as they went up 10-0. Ball knocked out of bounds with a minute 34 to play. Inbounds to Walters.
Yeah, very aggressive defense on both parts here. It's amazing how the refs are letting bumps go.
Kettle Hutt, kick out right side. Good look at a three, right wing, no. Rebound pulled down off the Walters miss.
Oh, Aaron was looking to launch that down the floor.
Fair rough left wing. Coming weak side, Jasmine Gerber said, hey, I was here. Claire Ruff on the left wing. Just over a minute to play. Jasmine Gerber fighting into a double team. Runs one up with the right hand. No, but a foul. That's the sixth on Alaska. And Gerber will go to the line. Shooting a couple here with her team leading 28-20 and 58.3 seconds to play here in the first half. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Gerber misses the first, so McDonald's still looking for those first points from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Leading by eight. Second free throw from Jasmine. That one's perfect. 29-20. Final minute of the first half. Kettle Hutt to Pacell. Fights a pass back out to Walters. Near midcourt. Finds Pika. Walters. Good look in the left corner. 4-3. That one too wide open to miss from Pacell. Good shot. 29-23. And that's a big bucket here near the end of the half. Pacell's second make from long range. Riley Christensen. Christensen dumps it off. Jasmine Gerber, baseline jumper, no. Emily Hartman fighting for the rebound, couldn't get it. Now Onalaska will run, far side. Hartman comes from behind, accidentally knocks Pacell to the ground, trying to reach for that basketball. And with 18.3 left, Onalaska will have another opportunity here at the free throw line to score with the clock stopped.
Well, bonus shots here.
Remnus in, Hartman out. That was her second, team's eighth. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Making the front end of the bonus is Olivia Pacell. 29-24. Second free throw for Pacell. That one too long. Rebound to Claire Ruff. 16 seconds to play. McDonald up five. Feed to Ann Siegenthaler, high off the glass, no. Remnus fighting for an offensive rebound, dug it out for a moment. Now with 7 seconds left, here come the Hilltoppers. 3 seconds to play. Pacell, her pass knocked away. Claire Ruff, half court heave, they'll wave it off. Competitive first half.
Very
and
much.
McDonald leads 29-24 at the break. We will take a break and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, your halftime stats analysis, and maybe we'll get our first dose of Mark Maloney's military shout-outs coming up as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. 5-point game at half. It's McDonald 29 and Onalaska 24. Back in three.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Time here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our video producer and camera operator. McDonald leading 29-24 at the break here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you to Tony Stevenson and Dawson Halverson, our audio producers back at the WOGO studios in Halley. And Mark Maloney, your thoughts here on the first half, competitive, entertaining first half.
Yes, and again, I think the girls are on both sides are playing very aggressive. And again, I think the refs are kind of letting them play some physical basketball. That might catch up to them later on when you get a crew that's not going to let you get away with some of that hitting that's going on out there. But again, McDonald is staying with them. You know, sometimes when you get against these teams that are scrapping, you got to scrap right back. And I think the girls are doing a very good job doing that in the first half. So they got to come out. I mean, a five-point lead against a very scrappy team, it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and again, both teams committing probably more fouls than they would be comfortable with in that first half. You want to play aggressive, and some of those fouls are going to come just because you're pressing. But you want to make sure that, I guess, they're good fouls and not some of those nickel-dimers.
Yes, and again, I was going to comment early on some of the fouls, on both teams. You know, when they're 80 feet away from the basket, coaches just don't like that. So, again, they're doing a great job with the pressure, and Onalaska's doing a great job breaking the press, but they've converted a couple of turnovers on them. So, we'll see how much gas they got left here, and hopefully they come out and keep their foot on the gas pedal here in the second half.
Well, 29-24 at the break. We'll take a look at the stats on both sides here as far as scoring is concerned. Seven different players have scored for Onalaska, led by Olivia Pissell. She's hit 2 threes. She has 7 points. 5 for Kayla Kettlehut, 3 apiece for Natalie Marceau and Avery Cowley, 2 apiece for Mara Klein, Lauren Pika, and Finley Walters. On the other side for the Lady Macs, 10 points from Ann Siegenthaler. Those all came in a bunch very early on in this contest. 10 for Siegenthaler, 7 for Claire Ruff, as five different Lady Macs have scored. 5 for Riley Christensen, 4 for Ella Sexton, and 3 for Jasmine Gerber. Let's take a quick listen to how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights. A 2-on-1, Claire. Beautiful Euro step high off the glass, and 1. 10-0, McDonald and Claire Ruff looking for 3 the old-fashioned way. Rebound pulled down by Avery Cowley, the sophomore. Alaska battling back a little bit here. Running shot in the lane, no. And Ann Siegenthaler with the head of steam down the far side of the floor to Riley Christensen. Christensen back to Ann. Oh, beautiful passing. And it's 12-4.
That was a very good pass. Nice read by Riley.
7:42. Harmon left side for Claire Ruff. Shot fake, then shoots side of the rim. No. Rebound right back to Sexton, and she'll go up and score again. Left baseline. Dropping into the post. Stolen by the long arm of the law, otherwise called Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler pushes ahead to Gerber. Gerber, good catch. Sets, goes high off the glass, and
got
in. That's how the first half sounded. Competitive second half on the way. We're back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports. Your halftime score, McDonald 29, Onalaska 24. Lady Macs looking for their first win of the season. Hilltoppers going to make them work for it. We're looking forward to the second half. That's coming up in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports. But before that, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. We'll bring that to you right after this, back in 60 seconds.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Before the second half begins, our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And again, you know, this time of year with Thanksgiving coming around, Christmas coming up, the holidays, it's always nice to recognize our military people that are giving it everything for our country. And I haven't got my list all the way up to date yet, so...
We've got a long season.
Yes, we do. But there's a couple people that I want to give a quick shout-out. And I'm going to mention my son Glenn here last, but Kristen Levesser, she's watching us on TV right now.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. She's over at the Air Guard, and she just got promoted to Master Sergeant a couple months ago, so congratulations. Along with our son Alex, also got promoted to Master Sergeant in the Air Force. He's still down in Louisiana. Jory Kubishik's still up in Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leholm are still over in Japan. I got to catch up with Noah Stewart and a couple of other people that I've had on my list I got to catch up with. And there's going to be some new people coming up. Paul Tetrault, I know, is a McDonald grad recently and is in the Army. But here's a quick shout-out, and I'm going to have a little bit of some other retirements coming up. But Glenn, our son, is retiring December 1, Monday.
Wow.
After 20 Monday. Years.
He got his 20 years.
20 years in the Air Force.
Congratulations, so, Glenn, and thank you.
Yes, and actually Lita's out there helping with the kids right now. Our daughter-in-law, Linda, is very busy with her Etsy business out there, so... Lita's out there, so I'm batching it here for a couple weeks. But again, we're going to have a really good military shout-out coming up as soon as I get my head wrapped around that, and we're ready to start the second half. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
Yes, thank you for your service. And again, friends, we'd love to continue adding to the military shout-out list all throughout the McDonald boys and girls basketball season. McDonald starts out with the basketball in the second half, and Siegenthaler with the miss, and Onalaska down five. Chance to creep closer here as we begin. Runner in the lane, no offensive rebound, high off the glass, no. Pulled down by Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler on the run from Aaron, left-handed layup. 31-24. And Ann has 12 points, a game high.
Just the way the first half started.
Tip of the cap to her twin sister, though, with that feed.
Yes.
Runner to answer, far side. That's Kettlehut, who was kind of quiet in the first half.
Yeah.
But she now has seven. Five-point lead for the Lady Macs, 31-26. On the Rowan bench, Ann Siegenthaler, Aaron Siegenthaler, Emily Hartman, Chloe Flanagan, and Claire Ruff, starting five for McDonald. Drive along the baseline for Chloe Flanagan, no, and a whistle and a foul as Chloe gets tangled up with Natalie Marceau underneath the hoop. That's the first foul on Chloe and the first on McDonald here in the second half. Hey, bring the family to breakfast with Santa right here at McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls. Coming up a week from Saturday. It's Saturday, December 6th, 8 to 11 a.m. Breakfast with Santa. Enjoy pancakes, photos with Santa, and Christmas cheer. Looking forward to that. Saturday, December 6th, 8 to 11 a.m. right here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Feed down along the baseline. Too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Kick out. Baseline, free throw line jumper is good.
Walters.
And that was Finley Walters, her second field goal. She has 4 points.
Girls are doing a nice job moving the ball around here.
31-28 our score. Claire Ruff, a head fake on Walters. Falling away, and she is fouled. And Claire Ruff going to take a moment here, getting back to her feet as she went down pretty hard.
Got one in the eye, it looks like.
And so Claire will go to the line shooting two. That is the second foul on Finley Walters, the junior. Team's first. First free throw no good for Claire Ruff. So 0 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight for Claire, and I believe McDonald's still looking for their second free throw make as Jasmine Gerber hit that one free throw. Second one is perfect for Claire Ruff. Makes it 32-28, and Claire now has 8 points.
Take a look at that. Did she go out?
Oh, she's staying out there. And Claire with the steal. Claire down the lane. Euros up with the left hand. No, won't go down. Rebound pulled in by Kettlehut. And Marceau is fouled by Riley Christensen. So McDonald picking up a quick one.
Yep, that's that foul.
Second half.
80 feet away from the basket. You don't need to commit.
Second foul on Riley Christensen. McDonald Jr. Marceau. A push ahead and a steal in the lane by Lauren Buescher, stepping in the passing lane. Pushes ahead to Bremnes. Had it poked away for a moment. Siegenthaler, far side. Claire Ruff. Nice head fake. Goes behind her back in front of her own bench. Lost the ball. Going down for it, Riley Christensen. Tie up. Possession will go to Onalaska. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Lady Max Basketball, our last broadcast before the holiday. Chi High Boys Hockey coming up Friday and Saturday with Greg Stewart on the call. And the video stream and the radio. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Onalaska as Siegenthaler got tied up with Kettlehut.
But she was good enough to make the fight there and turn the ball over.
4-point game. And if you're just joining us, McDonald scored the first 10 points of the contest. After a timeout, Onalaska battled back, and they've been within a couple possessions for about the duration since. And Siegenthaler doesn't take the three, attacks in the lane, lost the ball. Marceau takes the loose ball, and Kettlehut has it far side. Hesitation dribble. Kettle Hutt runs it down the right side of the lane. No offensive rebound and a gift. An easy two. Is that Marceau again with an offensive rebound?
Yes, it was.
Her first field goal, but she's been difficult to deal with on the offensive glass. Siegenthaler going hard down the rim. No. Rebound out of bounds to McDonald. Thanks to our board operators at the WOGO radio studios in Halley, Tony Stevenson, Dawson Halverson, on-site video producer and camera operator is Mr. Gavin Bovey. Chloe Flanagan to inbound. Finds Riley Christensen left wing. Riley attacking into the paint. Up hard with the right hand. No. Rebound loose. Chloe Flanagan had it for a moment. Riley takes it out. Christensen back to Chloe right side. Donnell up just two. Onalaska has not led tonight. Flanagan to Christensen up top. Christensen bumped and they'll get the foul on Finley Walters. Team second and her third. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Walters will sub out with that third foul. Flanagan to trigger the inbound. Finds Ann Siegenthaler and twists up in the lane. Blocked on the way up. Avery Cowley got a big piece of that. 4 minutes gone by, second half. A chance to tie or take the lead. Onalaska going for the lead. Kiraming off the far side of the glass. The miss on the three from Bissell. Chloe Flanagan across the timeline. Left side feed Riley Christensen. Floats it up for Kelsey Bremnes. Back to Riley on the left wing outside the arc. Finds a cutting Bremnes. Nice. Bremnes up and in for two.
Very good pass.
Kelsey Bremnes, her first basket. Pretty assist for Riley Christensen. 4-point contest. Kick out right wing. Onalaska picking up the dribble. Back to Kettle Hutt went Pissell. Mara Klein back out there, the junior. Give and go. Kettle Hutt down the lane. Wow. With the left hand. Nice finish. 34-32 and a timeout. Almost 5 minutes into the second half. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bounce pass to Ann Siegenthaler. Count it. And the foul as she drives hard to the rack. Mason Bossy takes the rebound away from Perone. Couture and Sakura. Look out. Down the lane. Slams it home with two hands. Jordan Sakura.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Almost 5 minutes into the second half here from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. 34-32, bracing for some cold and wintry weather, but we've got pretty hot matchup here. Back and forth, two-point game between McDonald and the Onalaska Hilltoppers.
It's a very good game.
Chloe Flanagan off a screen from Bremnes, maintaining the dribble. Out for Siegenthaler. Aaron Siegenthaler, the junior. Claire Ruff on the right side. Finds Bremnes. Bremnes down to the post. Jasmine Gerber, the 6 foot junior, blocked on the way up. Had it back for a moment, taken away by Kettle Hutt. Onalaska now a chance to tie or take the lead, but stolen away by Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff down the right side of the lane, stops and puts it up for two. 36-32. Critical steal there by Siegenthaler.
Yes, after a nice block.
Another steal, Jasmine Gerber. Gerber. Beautiful wraparound pass. Claire Ruff up with the right hand. No. Offensive rebound. Up and in.
Bremnes.
Kelsey Bremnes makes it 38-32. All four of Kelsey's points in the second half. Full two possession lead again for the Lady Max. Left side. Open look at a three. That one caroms off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound. Klein blocked. Stuffed by Claire Ruff.
And she turned it over.
Gave it right back. But the stuff by Ruff, I feel like, is something that might need to be said more often this year.
Yes, that was a nice block.
Eleven thirty-nine to go here in the second half. Left block to Cowley. Cowley doubled. They'll kick out, work around the perimeter, Kettlehut. Kettlehut slides a bounce pass for an open look at a three. That one well off the mark. Good box out by Ann Siegenthaler on the rebound. Blair Ruff left wing. Ruff looking to the post. Nothing there yet. Siegenthaler up top. Donnell up two possessions, looking for more. Claire Ruff thought about pulling the trigger on a deep three. Up to Ann Siegenthaler. Emily Hartman to Claire Ruff. Jabbing, probing, pulls up for a three. Left corner, splash it! Oh, a pretty shot from Claire Ruff to make it 41-32. She's into double digits and leads the way for McDonald. Her second three. Unforced error by the Hilltoppers gives the ball back to the Lady Macs with 10:49 to go and a 9-point lead.
Open it up here now.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. They're off right side. Siegenthaler in front of her bench. Emily Hartman. Aaron Siegenthaler left wing, working against Kettlehut. Aaron. Wanted Jasmine Gerber. Jasmine stumbled. Now she'll find her at the left block. Jasmine throws up a tough shot. She rocked the ball first.
She did. That was the right call.
Opportunity for an end one there, but a little bit of an extra hop step as Riley Christensen comes in. Onalaska will inbound along the baseline with Pika. McDonald with some full court pressure. Kettlehut back to Pika, playing catch and throwing it into the scorer's table. Kurt Galvez probably need to be a little bit quicker over there. Had an opportunity to make a play.
Yeah. Bryce is over there talking to him.
Yeah, that's probably. Really, Bryce should have grabbed that as well. 41-32, yeah. McDonald. Riley Christensen up top, attacking into the lane, knocked away in the steal. And a foul on Christensen.
It's her third.
As Marceau took it away. Impressed by Marceau, the junior. Doesn't score a ton of points, but just does a lot of things well. His little things on defense, the offensive glass. He's a nice player for Coach Cowley. Under 10 minutes to go, another cheap foul on McDonald.
Oh, I think they didn't call the foul.
No. Nope. Hartman got a little body check.
Yeah.
No. So Kettlehut high on the left. McDonald looking to trap. She'll slide a bounce pass to Pika. Kick into that left corner. Pissell. She's trapped. Picks up her dribble. Knocked away. And a steal coming the other way. And Siegenthaler races down the left side of the lane and scores.
Another layup for Ann.
43-32. I think all of Ann's points for the most part have come on layups.
That's
Siegenthaler's speed out of the McDonald defense. Pissell right wing. Back up top between the wheels. And Riley Christensen, 40 feet from the bucket, is going to get called with a foul.
Picked up her fourth.
9:23 to play. 43-32. This is the largest lead of the night for McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler, Riley Christensen out. Chloe Flanagan, Lauren Buescher back in for Coach Sally Williams.
Yep, they need to just keep playing aggressive defense.
Walters up top to Cowley. Hands off for Kettlehut. He's on the left side. Finley Walters. She hit 41 threes last year. Doesn't have any yet here tonight. Cowley up top between the wheels. Feet into the corner. Beautiful bounce pass high off the glass. No, Natalie Marceau doesn't get it to fall. It's a great look. Possession arrow going to McDonald off the jump ball as Hartman got tied up there. 8:55 to go, and Onalaska showing some pressure here, it would seem.
Put her off back in, giving Anna a break.
Chloe Flanagan puts it on the floor with the left hand. Breaks pressure across the timeline. Runs into the double. Looking for help. And and she's going to get a foul.
Nope, she's got bailed out by a timeout. 30 seconds.
Back in half a minute, Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Don't forget to hit subscribe on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. WOGO Sports on YouTube so you never miss one of our Chi High or McDonald broadcasts. Inbounds. Claire Ruff. Open look at a three. Book it from the left corner. Her third triple of the night, and it's 46-32. That was executed to perfection coming out of the timeout for Coach Williams. 14-point lead for the Lady Max, and another double dribble. Yep. Pika called for that.
That was almost an easy one to catch there.
We'll look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance Highlights of the Week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. The Max have opened up their largest advantage since 10-0 early in the game. They lead by 14. They're rough. She has the hot hand from three of late. Hoops it up to Emily Hartman. Hartman looking for her first points. Three-pointer off the back rim. No offensive rebound. Jasmine Gerber. Gerber had it ripped away. And now Jasmine.
There's that foul.
Frustration foul against Pika. That's the fifth foul on McDonald here in the second half. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Exactly 8 minutes to play. We're in the second half.
Lucy Priest is in there for the first time.
First action for the junior, 5'9". There's number 32, Jasmine Gerber. Oh, my goodness, another foul that Jasmine can't believe. As she was, again, playing aggressive defense, going after Pika, trying to knock that one away, and just in the cookie jar, I guess.
It's early, and she's going to learn.
So 7:54 to play as Gerber will sit with her third foul. Still a lot of game to go here. McDonald up 14, and of course, Onalaska will now be shooting free throws the rest of the way on every McDonald foul.
I was getting a comment. That's the only way they've been scoring.
Pika in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Slides a bounce pass in front of her own bench. Nice give and go. Kettlehut down the left side of the lane. Can't get the shot to fall. Brendis has her pocket picked down. Low offensive rebound and a putback. And that was Marceau. And she really is an effective player in the paint. A whistle and a foul on Onalaska. In the backcourt as Bremnes goes sprawling to the deck. She'll come up none the worse for the wear and will inbound.
First foul on Kettlehut.
Yeah, she's played a clean game. Just the third on Onalaska here in the second half. 12-point lead for the Lady Max. Moving right to left here in the second. Aaron Siegenthaler. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff immediately attacks. The basket goes high off the glass and scores.
That was a physical shot there.
Claire really in her bag offensively here tonight. 48-34. Kettlehut will try a three. That one rims in and out. Good look. One falls. Siegenthaler lost it out of bounds and will stay with the Hilltoppers. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, and industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Kettlehut takes the inbounds pass. Tough shot in the lane. No from 12 feet. Rebound to Siegenthaler and dumps it off to Aaron. Aaron Siegenthaler push ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff driving baseline in traffic. Couldn't get the shot to fall from 8 feet. Looking for a foul, didn't get it. Left side is Pascal. Back up top to Pika. Right side, Kettlehut. Whips it to the right block, extended Marceau. Back up top, Pascal will loft a three. That one looks good, is good. 48.
Full timeout.
37. 60-second timeout as Pascal hits her third three of the night. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating. Wärtsilä installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to wärtsilä.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Back to the action here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 6:21 to play. Anna Laskoff, the third triple of the night from Olivia Pascal, is now within 11, 48-37, coming out with some full court pressure. This game far from over. Kelsey Bremnes runs into a double team. Finds Claire Ruff across the timeline. Slides a bounce pass to Aaron Siegenthal. Aaron in the right corner. Emily Hartman. Work around to Claire Ruff for her fourth. Three just rims in and out. Rebound fought down by Kettlehut. Pika finds Walters. Walters hassled by Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald can't commit a foul without putting Onalaska on the line. Team foul is 6-3. Walters to Pascal, who's had the hot hand from three for Onalaska. Lost it off a sneaker. Fight for the ball near midcourt. Possession will stay with Onalaska on the timeout, or excuse me, on the tie-up.
Kettle kind of hit her foot on that with the basketball, hands right there to tie it up.
Lauren Buescher checks in. Claire Ruff will take a breather here with 5:37 to play. 11-point lead for McDonald. Riley Christensen has been in some foul trouble. She'll come back in. And Kelsey Bremnes will take a breather. As we are back to the action now. Inbounding in front of the very own bench. The Onalaska Hilltoppers. Walters gets it back from Pika. Shoots into the corner, Pascal. Pascal bumps. And no, did she step on the line?
Yep.
She did.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go there.
Emily Hartman causes that turnover.
Great defense by Emily.
Inbounds.